Blog Talk Radio.
Body down, and you can't get up, and your body crying out, crying out. You give love, you give love.
Magic every time. The passion is too much. I swear,
you got me.
I just wanna roar.
Let it burn. My job is Let me write and it keep dripping from my signature. I feel like your body inspired my intentions. We left the squad hanging, it's only time with us. You know I vibe different cause you know my mind different. Her eyes stay in my room, her body stay in heaven. No lie.
Tell me what you want, I go repeat. Tell me what you need, I go deep deep. When I fall in love, I go deep deep. You can copy that like it's easy. You look like you need proper. Come get this vitamin D power, proper. Be ready to start when I reach it, yeah. I go eat it up, I know vegan, yeah. I make that thing go wild. I go make that thing run wild. I go make you sing my song. There's a meeting in my bed, in my bed. There's a meeting in my bed, in my bed. There's a meeting in my bed, my bed. There's a meeting in my bed, in my bed, in my bed. Be on my knees for that. Ah, oh, you touch my soul like Sunday. Sunday. I touch your feet, be different way. Oh, oh. Everything you need, no pop. Call me when you need pop, pop. Ah, oh. I make that thing go wild. I go make that thing run wild. I go make you sing my song. There's a meaning in my bed. In my bed. There's a meaning in my bed. In my bed. There's a meaning.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Got an echo.
Oh, Beaver.
Hey. Oh, Beaver.
It's giving me an echo, I think.
Hold on.
Is this any better?
Yep, much better.
All right, it's cool. Give me a minute, Beaver.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Zone. I'm your host, La Pearl Enigma, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Viate. She's having a little technical difficulties right now, so y'all got to give her a little bit of time. I still kind of hear a little bit of echo, but it's better than it was. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? I'm waiting for my diva, y'all. In the meantime, I will tell you the number. Okay. Well, I got my Raw Link for a diva. You got yours?
Ooh, heck yeah. Never take them off.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, y'all, press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. This is, after all, group effort. Tonight's topic, woo! Before I even get into tonight's topic, I want to send a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. a.k.a. for real, Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. So thank you, my friend. Girl, this topic, Lord have mercy. This topic got me in my field, for real. Okay. I can't wait to hear what they came up with. I need y'all to press that one so I can open your mic and I can hear what you got, because I know you got something delicious for us. But in the meantime, back at the ranch, girl. You know what? I ain't been in my field like this for a minute. This kind of... I'm trying to be a little bit nice tonight and full on naughty.
Right.
But what do you think about this topic? Is there a specific way or place that you'd like to lick something off of the body of your partner?
Lord have mercy.
You know, this is I'm kidding for this.
I know. You know what? I'm just gonna throw it all under the bus right now in the subway and train too. This topic is not our topic. This is Poetic's topic, and not that we don't love
Poetic,
we don't love it. However, we just want to make that disclaimer. All right, so let's do this.
The Love Zone, the sexy breezes of Epiphany cannot take credit for this. Although, now I ain't hating. I love the topic. Yeah, I mean, this is right up my alley. You know, I'm in my element.
It took me places.
Girl, you. Have mercy. Would y'all have mercy on my soul? Good grace is a lie, but it's all good. Diva, would you like to go first with your piece?
I can. All right.
Well,
I just finished.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I would love to lick and trace every tattoo on your body with my tongue. Feel every drop of sweat dripping from your body with every thrust you make deep within my core. I would love to lick every drop of ejaculate from your body that you decide you want to come within. Listening to all the expletives I echo, the metaphors describing how good my body is, how damn good this feels, wanting to marinate in it. Well, I want you to stay in it, diving in it. I want it like fireworks soaring into the sky. Then I want it slow, peaceful, then wild as the winds in the perfect storm. I would like to lick every thought from your brain, the shape you in you speaks to my psyche. To see everywhere until I rain down on your body as I say your name with a sigh. Then as you lick my climax from my body, I scream. That's that piece.
Lord, help me tonight. I need help tonight. You know what? I love the piece.
Mm-hmm.
I love the piece. But I have to put this out there. You know what? I'm hot-blooded, okay? I'm extremely hot-blooded. And I am proud of myself because I have put that side of me at bay. But it, truth be told, I'm a big old horn dog. And this piece, this topic, even the music I played, this got me.
I know. That part.
You know. Oh, God. That was delicious. That was absolutely delicious. Did you say scream until you come? Is that what you said? Was that the last line?
I said, then as you lick my climax, I scream.
Same thing. Oh, God. All right. All right. Lord, that will be wonderful. Delicious, sexy tea. Yes, yes.
Yes. Thank you, darling. It's your turn.
Let me take a sip of water first.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours, Diva.
Thank you. Now, this is untitled because I just finished this, like, right before the show. So y'all bear with me. I would love to lick the mixture of fruit and my natural essence off your body. That taste that only tastes like you and my cries of, oh, you just taste so good. Places hidden that only tongue and soul know. I crave you when you're not around. And when you think that I'm not looking, I trace the shadow of your silhouette with my tongue as my fingers orchestrate a symphony of deep exhaled moans through uncontrolled breath into the air. Your body is a song I want to sing into forever because I want to taste your thoughts of you and I as I call out how good sheets covered with uninterrupted breath tangled obscenely in the last throes of raw passion is. The sound of your name. Play with me. Tease me until drops of glistening, vibrant ecstasy paint your face and moisturize my thighs. You are the art of seduction. I want you. You've always been my favorite flavor in my fantasy. And I want to taste my fulfillment. And that's that piece.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness. Diva, you there?
Oh, my God, Diva. I had to take a pause. I had to take a couple of sips of water. I couldn't breathe for a hot minute. Because you know what I see in my brain? I see... Well, let's just put it this way. I see a couple, and then I see them gripping the sheets. And then Everybody's entangled in the halo. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was delicious. Okay.
That was delicious. Thank you.
That's delicious.
Girl.
All right, man. Woo.
Girl.
You know what?
We in trouble.
I feel we in trouble. I feel a growl coming on tonight. That's all I got to say.
Girl, mm-mm. I'm feeling all kinds of...
Bring him on.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. Let's open up this first mic. Mm-hmm. Poetic.
All right.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, Poetic?
Hello, VIP, La Pearl, Vanessa. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. How you y'all got me feeling like Shanaynay on the episode of Martin. But Martin was like, I wanted to sleep with Shanaynay, my neighbor Shanaynay. And she busted the hole. Missy, I be a fella nigga. Come on home. Just come on home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Lord.
Well,
wow.
I like the way you threw me under the bus about this topic. This topic is mine.
Yeah.
You just credit for, because you couldn't take credit for. But you wrote that sexy, succulent, juicy piece. Ooh. But you don't want credit for the topic. And you had me at glistening.
Okay. Y'all know I like to give them visuals, right?
Yeah, these pieces were amazing. And by the way, this is an excellent topic.
It is.
We'll admit that.
Me and my feels, Lord have mercy.
but y'all is nasty. I don't have a nasty piece like that. Y'all are nasty.
What?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. I don't have a nasty piece.
Wait a minute. Diva. Okay. How is it that the creator of the topic does not have a nasty piece? How can you not write a nasty piece to this topic?
Danielle, I think that's the untruth, Diva.
I think it is too.
I think it's a bit of passive aggressive behavior being displayed here.
I just don't have a nasty piece like that. Like you guys have, you know, your pieces are just nasty and delicious. Stuff and I just
felt like for real. You about to get fired.
Yeah, I know I'm about to get fired.
But you'll be back tomorrow, right?
But I'll be right back tomorrow for the get down.
Right.
With J Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. He can fire me tonight, but
ooh,
I'll be back tomorrow.
I thought that's right. Lord have mercy. Lord. Well, I still have to ask you, even though this is your baby, your creation, how do I even pose this question? What do I say? I don't know how to ask this question.
Yeah, you don't. You just don't. You just tell them. finish the statement. I would just love to lick blank off your body.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I can't sit still right now.
I gotta mute myself and get some water.
All right. Well, Poetic, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So I'm gonna let you finish this statement. I would love to lick blank off your body. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I would love to lick the essence of love off your body. Let your skin guide me. Each sensuous curve is inviting me to taste just how delicious your love is. Tracing the outline of your soul with my tongue is so euphoric that I'm lost in the eyes of your ocean, wondering if each lick will taste romantically the same when pull you into my mouth in awe. That this intense taste is completely bare and raw, and I need to just keep licking love off your body, thanking heaven for giving me the ability to be completely turned on by your energy, pheromones that made my lust reborn. Licking love's essence off your body is the reason my heart and my mouth's moisture fights in ancient karate, rewriting Kama Sutra in not any love language known to man, but rather your essence mixed with my mouth's juices and becoming intensely fueled by a sexual frenzy of passion. Wondering if my next lick of you will make me have a harder erection, that I can't wait to slip inside you And from me licking your love's essence, my every dream has come true, that you'd honor me with pleasure of licking your most prized treasure, your love's essence. And may I say, its flavor is of the utmost delight to my erotic presence.
I'm glad it's a mute button.
Josh. Good.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Lord, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Somebody take the wheel.
Mm-mm,
oh, my
mm-mm,
Lord.
You can't.
You don't want me to take the wheel. That was sexy, delectable, delicious, and baby, you were all at the same time. But I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was clean, and then it was nasty, and it was clean. I'm all up in my feelings.
It was erotic. It was sensual. It was actually kind of romantic, too. It was, Lord have mercy. I'm glad it's a mute button. All right, you know what? I knew we was in for this. Lord, I love the piece. I'm stuck right now. It was a beautiful piece. You had your nastiness up in there, but it was more sensuous. Almost like a God. It was Lord have mercy on my soul.
I wanted to compliment your moistures. With what I'd like to lick. So,
Jesus.
Thank you.
All right. While we have you on the line, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Well, tomorrow night, me and J-Rob the Wise Son in the Get Down have a treat for you guys. Make sure you tune in. And then Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then, my goodness, and then, that's it. That's what I got going.
It's the holiday coming up, so we get it.
Poetic? Friday is not on? Okay.
Friday is Keith Eric's show.
Yes.
This Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to give the complete rundown? Because you just asked me what I had going on. I got confused.
Well, yeah. Could you give us the complete rundown now that we got you?
We're trying to recover. Okay, we're trying to recover.
Hold on, child. He coming. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, she. You know she wants to. Oh my God. Doesn't want me over there now. She wants to wet my palate, if you know what I mean. Oh, anyway.
She just texted me. She said she's all in red.
Yes, Lord. Oh, woman in red. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, focus. Let's see how this night is going.
Let me focus. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio for the Get Down tomorrow night with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy, y'all, with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be Raw with Rain and Essentially Janice. Tuesday night's going to be Honey Dripper. It's actually going to be Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. All that good stuff, you know. With your host, Mavi. And then we'll be right back next Wednesday for an edition of The Love Zone with this VIP, Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Lord, have mercy. Oh, she just... texted me again and said, I don't know what you said you were supposed to be bringing to her, but she said, don't forget. She told me to tell you, don't forget. I don't know what it was.
Well, Perla Negra, the best gift that I can bring is just me. I'm everything that she going to need. Trust and believe.
I get it. I get it. Thank you very much, Poetic.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That
wonderful
Mike. Key.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Get over
thank you all for this. Thank you all for this amazing topic. I can't wait to hear the rest of the poets. I'm looking forward to tonight. I mean, I might be a little preoccupied, but hey.
No. Thank you for this awesome topic, and I'm sure you will. Go on over there to the Love Lounge, get your drink, and
I'm on my way, baby.
One love, one mic. Girl, I'm trying to pull myself together. Oh, no, my diva's called. Drop. Call back, diva. Call back. You can't leave me here alone like this. Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do this real quick while my diva gets... Welcome back, Diva. Welcome back to the Love Zone. I'm your host, LaPrella Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy diva of Epiphany, the VIP, her sultry voice. Ooh, I want y'all to continue to raise them hands. The dialing number for those of you that are streaming online is 319-527-6300. We're going to open up this next microphone. Diva, I think it's like you said, I feel a growl coming on. You feel a growl coming on.
Let me take a glass of water.
Yeah, we got we're going to a C-Double-34 music. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight, C-Double?
May I make a disclaimer on your show?
You may.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
This show contains scenes of a graphic and sexual nature. Viewer discretion and listener discretion is advised. I'm too young for this show. I need parental discretion.
Before we thank you, can you give us a growl, please? We've been so looking forward to it.
Wait a minute. Why do you need brown for?
I don't need it.
Well,
tell me why.
You want it badly.
I do. I like it.
I guess you do. Okay. I wish you would. Come on.
Okay. Oh, all right. You can't talk like that.
You got to twitch it.
Child, that come here with
vibrate.
Life just now. Oh, my God. Now, that I wasn't expecting. Lord. I got children. Yeah.
New works every time.
All right, okay. Diva, it's your turn. It's your turn.
All right, say devil.
Yes.
Finish. I would like you to fill in the blank. I would love to lick blank off your body. What do you say?
I would love to lick mint chocolate ice cream off your body. So I can say, I got some ice cream. I got some ice cream. And I'm going to eat it out. I'm going to eat it out. That's what I want to do.
All righty. Okay. Ice cream.
All right, Eddie.
Right.
It's just crap.
Right.
You subscribe to the 5-second rule. Just break it.
Well, when it comes down to that,
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. And that echo is back. Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Well, I'm going to use that effect. Let's see what happens. This piece is called Grenade. You blew my mind to where I can't find the remainder of common sense. I wasn't ready for the explosion that came out of you. Now, there's detectives looking for residues from your fingerprints. You're guilty, so just admit the pleasure you committed on me. Where did you end? How did you acquire so much ammunition? You put me in this state of shock to where I'm unable to stop these tremors. Baby, stop going to the Acme store stocking up on nitroglycerin. You got me like JJ having good times with you, loving how dynamite you are. You're doing missions that's impossible for most women in the world, but you're not of it, and that's why this love won't self-destruct. I'm surviving the minefields and the grenade that is you. You drop bombs on me where it's outstanding how I'm yearning for your love. You're this super genius causing me to lose control of my equilibrium, placing a smile on my face from this realm of being delirious. This thing you're doing to me should be unlawful and criminal. Thank you for rocking with me, and don't stop until you get enough. And I say this with emphasis. What? You're not done? Okay, then. Let me become the nude model subject for your masterpiece, painting me with your tongue like your Monet or Matisse. I don't like licorice, but your licks are rich as we mix chemistry with our biology as soulmates. Make me levitate. That's that piece.
Forgot I was muted. Oh, I'm fanning myself. I'm having a hot flash. Wait a minute. What was that about? Don't stop. Did you say keep rocking until you and don't stop? Can you go back to that part?
Yes. I said thank you for rocking with me and don't stop until you get enough. And I say this with emphasis. What? You're not done.
I got a question about that. Okay. I'm coming from an adult thing here. When women have given you a happy ending and they continue, is that a problem?
No, that's a solution. That's a life form. It's a lifestyle.
always wondered about that. Because all right, that's enough on that one. I wanted to ask that question. Awesome piece. Awesome piece. Diva.
Yes, she was.
Well, let's put it this way. I appreciate the growl, and I appreciate the piece. And I noticed, you know, the little influences, but mostly I was just trying to get an image. So I got it, and I'm good. And thank you so much.
You're good. Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate both of you.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, and we sure do appreciate you. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You can go in there. I'm sure you've been there enough times where Kalinda knows your favorite drink. It may be a little hard to pull her away from Poetic because they got a special thing, you know. But she definitely is still on her job. So go on over there and enjoy yourself.
I'm glad that she's on her job, and I would hope that you would be on yours too.
Oh, I'm on my job, honey. You can't tell.
Yeah, I can tell. And that's why she'll love it, too.
Ooh. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Yeah. I got to take a sip of water again. I don't have ice water. I really don't like my water that cold. I'm not going to get into what I do with the ice, but I'm going to open the. Yeah, I like ice, but for different reasons. Anyway, we're going to open up this next microphone. We got the CEO of Epiphany Radio up in here. Welcome to the Love Zone for Real, the Poet. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what it do, what it do, baby, baby. Take your socks off. What's up, ladies? What
it's
up?
All
what
good. I'm still trying to recover from the beginning of the show. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, you need buckets of cold water, ice cold water.
Yeah, I might need to take a cold shower tonight. I'm glad I got a rechargeable.
Yeah, there's been a lot of positivity up in here this evening.
Okay. What's that
I'm
mean?
I'm persevered right now by the persevity I've been hearing. First of all, from you ladies, from you two ladies, like my brother Van, a.k.a. Poetic, said, you guys are nasty. I've heard a lot of nastyisms up in here. And the music to start the program off was very, very tantalizing.
Thank you. You can thank Poetic for the way the show is going and this topic. I mean, this, I am in my element, but I just I have nothing.
And I got my.
We gotta give him credit to Poetic. This is definitely from the mind of Poetic.
Yes, he has a great mind. Poetic has a great mind. I've heard him up here sounding like somebody I know. He has a great mind.
Yeah, just like somebody.
Mm-hmm. He's sounding just like somebody up in here.
Absolutely.
Yes. Shout out to my brother Poetic. C-34. You know, did I mess his name up?
No, actually, you said it perfectly this time.
Damn.
Yeah.
I meant to mess it up. How did I used to say it? CW. Oh, I think I didn't have to do that.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
What it was. CW.
You know, I know he loves when I mess his name up. That's my bro. You know, I'm sorry I didn't mess it up, bro. But, hey, for shout out to everybody, though, man. It's a great night for poetry. Like I said, I love the ambiance. I love the vibe, the energy that's in the room tonight. Ain't nothing but love. It's nothing but love.
And everything you guys been doing is offshoots of that. And that's love, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Hey, Adrian.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
How are you?
Hey. Sometimes at night, I call your name.
Oh, my.
And I catch myself from falling. Because you know what? Hey. Where there is love, sometimes there's pain. I'm going to leave you hanging on that note right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Regardless of anything and everything, I'll be gentle. Baby, I'm going to be gentle and I'm loving you. When I'm loving you, Miss VIP, back to you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Can I get my points back now, Van? Van said I haven't been singing.
I'm going to give you some points for that. I'm definitely going to give you some points for that.
Well, thank
definitely.
You, Ms. Burley, because you were on my list. You were making me sick last Monday.
If they don't give you
so
points,
thank you.
I will. Right.
Well, thank you, Ms. VIP. All is forgiving. I forgive them. They really threw me under the bus Monday night at the Soul Cafe. They really was throwing me under the bus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is they? I have knowledge of these people.
Yeah. It is recorded. The show is recorded. I ask that everybody go back and listen. It's nothing but love, y'all.
Absolutely. But before we get off into your piece, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
In the Epiphany Radio Universe, what I have going on is every other Monday at the Soul Cafe. Ooh. At Epiphany Radio is the Soul Cafe, hosted by myself, Miss Pearly, my brother, a.k.a. Poetic Van Meadow. We be in the building, and we got a lot of shenanigans going on, some hip-hop, R&B, some neo-soul, and we pick up our pens with some creative writing. We throw out some phrases, and we all create some pieces, but those pieces have to be created before the end of the song. And if you don't end your piece, you must end your piece with, and then I took my socks off. And that's called picking up your pen with the Soul Cafe players. And that's what I got going on. Each and every other Monday night at Epiphany Radio, y'all. Baby, baby, back to you, Miss Pearly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you to fill in the blanks for this, and then
okay.
I'm going to hand you over the mic when you're ready. I would love to lick blank off your body, and the mic is yours.
Oh, my. Thank you. I would love to lick poetry off of your body. But first, can we come together? Can we write together? Recite together? One mic, one love together? Underneath the covers together? At the same time together? Drop the mic, break backs together, headboards, night stamps and lamps together. Rip the mattress and watch the feathers rain down together. Flip the floor and make love on the ceiling together. Count to 15, stop at 3, right for we together. Take heated selfies with one another. Can we come together? join hands, wrap limbs and passions together, get twisted, turned up, pleasures one another, strawberries with cream and maybe butter up each other, slip around the room, sliding off one another, rubbing body parts, body surfing, nails digging into one another's skin, ripping, reaching climax together as we come together, screaming, releasing sting together as we come together, holding each other. Can we dream together? Go to sleep, wake up, asking each other if we can come together. Can we share these pulsations, these vibrations, these shakes and shivers, huh? These muscle spasms as I'm ready to deliver? See, my heart you have, and now this luscious silk volcanic eruption I must give you. Her pearls squeeze tight, veins strain with unmeasured might, limbs once again mingle, spider senses again tingle. Can we? And deeper can we get, deeper and go deeper? Can we both fall in together, heated and hot, steam pouring from our skin, together? Until love cries out and ebbs to slight moans, tightly embracing forever. Not a word spoken by either, no word are needed, no words are needed. In love, we just keep going deeper and deeper together. See, I would love to lick poetry off your body. Whenever. For real. In peace.
Damn. Oh, that last line was everything. The way you said that, I would love the poetry off your body. Damn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the one word. Yeah.
The whole piece, though, but it was the whole piece. Oh my God!
Yeah, I was.
I'd like to. I want to thank Ms. VIP for requesting that piece. Thank you, love.
Wow! That piece was kind of a little bit. You kind of did what?
I said I kind of touched it up for the night question.
Yeah.
But Ms. Viafia has actually requested that piece. And I hope that she enjoyed it.
I did.
Wow, that was an awesome, awesome request that you made, Diva. I enjoyed it immensely.
Yes.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
Yes, thank you, love. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Truly, truly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You are one of the best. You know that. But,
thank
what
you.
I'm going to do.
You put butter on my biscuits. Mm-hmm. Thank you for butter on my biscuits.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to take it somewhere else. Okay, I'm going to send you over in the Love Lounge with C-Double and Poetic, and make sure you talk to Kalinda. She said that you haven't had a conversation with her yet. She is one of your employees. You are the CEO.
Yes, I tried to keep it, it's hard for me to cook Kalinda. Is very, very attractive, and I'm trying to keep things professional, try to keep my hands to myself. There's too much of that Me Too stuff going on, so I'll be trying to behave. But I love you, Kalinda. Kalinda, whatever your name is.
I have to tell you, I believe Poetic has claimed that spot first. So
yes, this is why he stays in HR all the time.
Well, oh my. Okay. Well, I'm going to send you on over there anyway. I hope there's no reporting going on or anything like that. It usually goes very, very smooth, you know.
I'm sipping on cool.
One love, one
mic. No liquor. One love, one mic.
David. Lord have mercy. Woo, child. All right. We got us another caller up in here by the name of Mojave. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Mojave?
I'm feeling a little bit strange and convoluted. I think something happened. I think somebody was trying to tell me not to talk over somebody, and I was just like, okay, clearly you don't know what's happening. So, you killing my vibe. I'm like, you know, this is the base you kill with respect. I was like, listen, I wanted to be like, I'm not even going to say it. But I was like, is she talking to me? I was like, because it can go down. Like, you know, and know the difference between people who know each other and have affection for each other and they're just joking with each other. And you're like, you're killing my vibe. Mm-hmm. All right, then you're too sensitive. But then again, I think that because we were talking about if you do a poem, you talk about burying somebody by Mapletree, and then y'all keep trying to say, yeah, we're going to send you to my hobby. You know, I'm like, y'all need to stop sending her to me. And clearly, she must think something. I don't know. It was weird. I let people be weird on their own time. It got nothing to do with me. I was like, yo, if you're going anywhere near me, I said, I will not be pleasant. That's what I said. So she might have taken that.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying. Anyway, weirdness.
Well, welcome to the Love Zone. Can you take a couple deep breaths? And can we start over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
In with the good, out with the bad. In with the good, out with the bad. That's how that works. Okay. Now, how you doing aside from the craziness?
Just trying to get it done. You know me.
I know. But I have to ask anyway. You know, I ask because I genuinely care, but I still want to ask. But before you get into your piece, I have another question. What you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Well, you know, next Tuesday is the annual Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever, show. The show that we do every year to celebrate holidays. Whatever holiday you have to do, you get to ask these questions. You get to play good Christmas music. We play the blackest Christmas songs that you can find. We ask real crazy questions. We talk about your Christmas or your Hanukkah or your whatever holiday you're celebrating, what you're going to do, what I'm going to do. We're inviting everybody to come through. Drop a poem, drop a piece, talk about a present, talk about your worst present, talk about your best present, talk about the stuff you're about to get somebody this year, talk about what you ain't going to get this year. Whatever you're going to do. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, Merry Hanukkah, whatever. Show. That's what we do.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you. Now, I believe my diva has something to say to you. Uh-oh. Did her call drop again? I believe. Oh, wait a minute now. No. Diva,
no,
are you muted?
Diva, are you muted?
I'm here.
Ooh, that echo again.
That echo again.
Hold on a second. I'm having issues with connectivity, I think, with my phone. It's driving me nuts.
Okay.
Hold on, sweetie. Hmm. Ah, I know what's wrong. Sorry.
That happened.
Okay. Anyway. Bobby?
Yes.
Please.
Can you hear me?
Please. Yes, I can. Pretty please. Fill in this blank for us. I would love to lick blank off of your body. What say you?
It's a trick question. Because you didn't say whose body. What body?
You know what I mean. It's just fill in the blank.
I need to know what body. Whose body?
The body you want to be.
Her body. Exactly. Her body. Their body. What is it that you would love to lick off of them? That's
ooh.
The question.
Oh, yeah.
So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Ooh. Okay. I'm just going to answer a question and do a piece. All right. So what would I like to lick off of her body? You know what I'd like to lick off her body? I'd like to lick off her body the sweat that would permeate in between her breasts and her lower neck gathered at the parts of her inner hips, maybe right below her gluteus maximus, maybe the sweat that collects in the crease of her knees. I would like to lick all of that. I think it would be incredibly tasty and beautiful. Can I answer your question?
Hell yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Can
you please
the mic is yours.
Please. Yeah.
Okay. All right. New piece. Not done. Drawing it out. Let's go. Black love. Black love is the strongest force in the universe. Black love in history, but from the perspective that we are living, breathing dreams of enslaved ancestors, it was illegal for us to love. It was illegal for us to gather. It was illegal for us to share our history, celebrate that freedom, to celebrate love, to make a point of honoring those that died enslaved to show us ancestors what we do with the freedom and the love that you fought to give us. We are twin flames, one in the same kindred spirit for which it gets its breath to keep our fire aflame. Not time, distance, or dimes, how many times have you healed me? Fucked me back into the balance of life, restored Osiris, kissed obelisk to greater heights, sat passionate warmth, enveloping desire with rich rivers, quenching slaked thirst at each communication. Love being the message. While Eros was being massaged, you saved me, restored me, reminded the man in me to activate, move past complacency, to use pleasure to manifest and create sensual destiny. The beauty of your wetness is the only mess that I want to clean up. The way up into heaven is in the path of your heart, the best part, neoclassic love songs to who I belong. You make me greedy. I felt some wind blowing off the scene. Moon dancing the crest of waves and my desire flowing free. Your kiss tasty, your skin illuminates. While taking a rhythmic pace, with heat I find a wetness and enter within. So we both can win. She pushes and squeezes with nail and back. I respond by hardening further and going deeper. There is no lack of our passion. The load I carry is heavy, so I release. And you tell me to lay there as my soul has found peace. Yet, as you continue to move, exciting me more, the return is speedy, I want you more. You make me greedy. What more can I expect from a rib? A cover to my breath and my heart. I check him, enter with my crooked flail, I will never fail you for your love. Our intertwined, intimate interaction leads to soul satisfaction. satisfaction that this love be timeless, the endless sunrise and sunset. With this, we be blessed. We be less than eternity, but we would take all that she has to offer as long as we fill her coffer with love, black love. Poem.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was delicious. I love the ending as well. Yes, very much so. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Diva, what say you? I mean, your pieces, it's always something about your pieces that make me sway.
I think I get all heated up, and then I start swinging, and then it gets clean again, and then it's like, okay.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean, let me tell you, and I'm going to tell you right now, you don't ever need music when it comes to me. I just listen. I close my eyes, and I listen, and I imagine. And, yes, very, very nice.
Nice indeed. Nice indeed. Thank you, Mojave. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with, you got For Real over there, you got Poetic over there, you got P-Double over there. I'm sure Kalinda will, should know your favorite drink by now, and drinks are on the house. So you, go over there, put your feet up, and, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Yes. One love, one mic.
Ooh, child. Lord have mercy. I think we need another station identification real quick. And I do mean really, really quick. Eva. It's my device action.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Let's open up this next microphone to Kendrick. How you doing, Kendrick? Long time no hear from.
Hey,
welcome to the Love Zone.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah.
How you been? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Sure, y'all just need to call it the hot zone.
Well, it here is another word, another title that was given to us by a particular poet, and they call it the erotic zone. And that's what we're doing tonight, actually. Yeah. How you been?
Doing pretty good. Been a minute since I heard you actually came on, but, you know, been listening, you know, time to time whenever I get a chance to listen to. But, hey, I've been bringing it. Hey, that.
That's what's up. You know, I've really been enjoying your TikTok, especially that one about the Walmart. That was so funny. And you know what? The guy that did that duetted you or stitched it, I follow him too, Officer Udi. He is too funny.
Yeah.
He said, y'all got to chill out in the Walmart. That was pretty funny.
But if you think about it, I'm telling you, what he said, though, there is some truth behind that, though, because the stuff that he's talking about, he's seen it at Walmart. I deal with it almost every day, so I can relate.
Okay. I'm sure, but yeah, I really enjoy the videos, though. I just had to let you know. But
whose
turn is it? My turn or your turn?
He'll call drop because I still hear some echoing in the background.
I don't know, but I'm gonna throw this out there for the topic of the night, and I'd like you to fill in the blank on this and do your piece. I would love to lick blank off your body. Whatever you're
ooh,
ready.
Boy.
The mic is yours.
Mm. I might not have start off like that, though, but I'm pretty sure the piece I'm about to speak on tie right into it. So here I go. And the title is, I Have a Craving. I have a craving for some of you. As a matter of fact, I crave for you every day. You have no idea how much of you I want on my tongue. Your body is my dessert to enjoy. I want to lick all over you, baby. There's not one spot that I can focus on when I'm hungry for you. I know that you feel the same way about me because I'm your sexual chocolate, baby. When you told me to bring something to drench all over your body besides my sexy ass, I would say honey, but your sweet juices are sweeter than honey. Whipped cream would be better, but I'm all the cream that you need. When I get ready to spread it all over you, you milk me well and I can't fight it. Tease me to the point of ejaculation, then look at me like, no, baby, fill me up inside. When we get to sweating, I'm raining all my love on you, making you come with every thrust. Then I stop and marinate your juices. Because when you begin the climax, you hold me close, calling my name. The way our body feels against each other, shit. No wonder why I'm so hooked on you. And when I think that it's over, you tap into my head, making me want you more. This sexual craving I have for you is one I love to have every damn day. And that's that piece.
Oh, she's just juicy, huh? She's
all right,
juicy
now.
And wet, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you, Patrick. You said, ooh, sound like somebody's addicted to the juicy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lord. All
right.
Wow.
Oh, man. Diva, what you got for that?
Well, I heard some smacking going on. I couldn't tell whether it was a sound effect. Yeah. I'm going to say the latter. Either which way. All right. So anyway.
All right, then.
All right. That was good. Thank you so much.
Oh, God.
All right, Cedric. Thank you for that piece.
Yes.
It's great hearing from you again. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you over to the love.
Y'all are welcome.
Get yourself a drink.
Oh, yeah.
One love, one bite.
Yeah, I'm going to need more than a drink after this. One love, one bite.
Oh, my. Diva, I was asking earlier if you had another piece. I would love to hear it, and I'm sure the callers would love to hear it, too. Or would you rather me do mine first?
Oh, well. Well, since we're all going left tonight, This is a piece called Tell Me.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Tell me about you. I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know what can I do to make that dick stick. There's a saying of snatching your soul, which would make my peach drip, but I still want to know if you gripped my hip and my back arch like a cat, you stuck it in an ass, could you get it like that? I would gasp, yes, then don't stop. Damn, this strong, hard stroke makes me rain drip drop. But as well as the energy, I need great conversation to thrill me. I'm a grammar Nazi, it's true, but I don't dumb down. That would make intelligence turns me on as well. The need for hygiene is a must. Clean-cut men leave me in a mad state of lust. Yet, it's the same story, starting with one wanting to see my glory. My lips and tongue, they may praise, for that dick they do rape. They drool over my twin peaks, then want me on all fours spreading my cheeks to stroke me on. Damn, sex is so amazing to me. But if you really want to know this lady, come at me intelligent with some common sense. Be well endowed, good looking, thoughtful, compassionate, good at cooking. Be a freak, never just one flavor. Be a man, be an enhancement, one I could savor. Never a determinant. And I will lead you to my world of enchantment. That's all, peace.
Ooh, I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready.
Wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. Oh, God, I love it. I love it. I love it. Ooh, girl. I got another
Thank
piece
you.
For you as well.
Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours. I'll take a sip of water.
Thank you. Thank you. This is called Sleep Disorder. Will you play with me?
Will you play
like
with
you
me?
Do with the others?
Like you do with the others?
Oh, this echo is...
Oh, this echo is...
Hold on, y'all. Okay. All right. Make me call your name. Why don't you invite me to your program? Don't you like how that sounds? But where we go from here depends on you, as long as you're sincere. Because even though I might play with a lot of non-committal relationships, I just love our situationship. I see, I want to do more than play Scrabble with your words. I want to be the oil on your fingers when you run them through my dreads. So yes, I definitely want to play with you. Don't you want to play with me, Daddy? Not just mentally. I want your eyes to read my story as your tongue interprets my energy. Play with me. Come to my side of the bed and let me place juicy kisses all on the tip of your head. Play with me, Daddy. Mark, be my course of fire to drench and satisfy. Make all my parts your prisoner and allow me to beg for the encounter. Please play with me and give me sleep disorder. And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. Can you play on my phone? Yes. Come on now.
Yes. Girl. Yes.
All right now. Mm-hmm. You know somebody's going to all be up in your inbox. Come play your playground.
Girl, please don't remind me these fools.
Okay.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. You know what? I'm not even going to open my inbox. I'm not because you're right.
I was just saying, you're looking
forward
to the block party.
Girl, it's ridiculous. I'm trying to tell you, and I'm not in the mood for them. I'm not. I really am not. But what I am in the mood for, you know what I'm in the mood for, Diva?
What's that?
I'm in the mood for another piece from the CEO of Epiphany. Are you? I sure am.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, for real.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey. What it do, ladies?
What it do? Did you bring something else delicious for us to listen to?
I think I have something I can share with you.
Oh, that'll work. Whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. It's just the two of us. The moon and stars, the skies have opened wide. Husbands erupt, volcanic, his warmth covering his bride. Spiritual transformations, souls collide. Hearts romantically make love, feverishly beating, acoustically drumming. Sweet little nothings, silken skins slapped, producing rhythmic strums. Breaths from two beings. Being moved magically, new beings, pulse rising, vitals raising, elevated by these heavenly things, heart rate rising, out of body, we begin traveling, not wanting to ever come back down, just wanting to forever drift amongst these clouds, provoked by agreed upon longings, once only dreamed, seen only in my dreams, dreamt of yearnings reoccurring up until now. She's crept into this man's reality. The S-O-N, the sun shines on me, blessing me wonderfully and energizes me. Painted, the Most High painted a portrait just for me, one which she painted masterfully. Mona Lisa, poetry is she. I be the ink, she be what I have scribed on sheets, loose leaf. A masterpiece, this portrait of she in the backdrop, the landscape indigo, blue with hints of green, full of daffodils, roses, and white lilies where we make love, shaking the earth with envy, trees throwing shade, cooling the heat within me, within us, bushes brush, rushing together. Rushing, gathering to cover us so that no one can see us, giving us privacy. Bushes gather, rushing to cover us as we create love's masterpiece. We paint the skies, causing lakes to break free and streams vibrantly to rhythm of our lovemaking. Nature's creatures cry out asking, jealously, why not I, why not we, love? You make the bitterness of days gone by sweet. You move in the moon, its light moves with you. You're a living candle, lit it. You're a living candle lit.
It decorates you, glows with a glow envious of you, yet it's chosen you to share with you that very same glow. I write under your love's light, candle, this masterpiece, infinitely complete, poetry. Poetry is she, my masterpiece. I am a poet, the holder of the ink, and she, my dear sweet, she be the poetry, and I love the way her metaphors kisses me. She's poetry. For real.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Let me just say
go
this.
Go ahead, Diva.
I must say this. How he gonna start off moaning and leave me like that?
I caught that too.
I said, did it just moan? Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got stuck. I was like, I took my socks off and my shoes off. So, wow. That was amazing.
I said, I said, Mona.
When you first started the piece, yes, you did. And it was beautiful.
My,
it was like, yeah, we did. We called.
I didn't even know. It's that energy y'all got flowing up in here tonight, see? I'm going to go to work with a heart on. If they bad when I clock in, it's going to go down.
At least you know you're alive. Ain't nothing wrong with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. That's kind of true.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute, because the part for me, the line for me, I be the ink, she be what I thrive on. That's me. You know what? That's erotic. That's sensual.
Mm-hmm.
That's loving. That's a beautiful line. I love that part right there. Yes.
And then the sheet.
I get it. Wow. Thank you for coming in here with another awesome piece. I'm going to send you back over there in the love lounge. One love.
Why does Galinda have Van bent over there? I'm not trying to understand. Send me to another room, please.
Send you to another room. Well, we have a small VIP lounge over on the other side of the club.
Okay,
if you like
any place where nobody's bent over, because seeing that Galinda has bent over. Yeah, Galinda, whatever her name is, had Van bent over. I'm not understanding what's happening.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to bring you over to the VIP section.
Baby.
All right, man.
I love you, Mike.
I cannot.
Okay. Oh, my stomach. Oh, okay. Diva, how about a song? I think I'm in the mood for a song. How about you?
I would love one.
Okay, I got it.
Know you're right, I might just die tonight. But you know I'm still coming through, baby. I know it's bad for me, and you know it tastes so sweet. I think I need your abuse, baby. Girl, you do damage to me.
'Cause I really want you, I do, baby. Tonight I don't wanna talk, I just wanna touch you. 'Cause I can't get enough of you. I'm about to go in, baby. Trust I will demonstrate. Put all your cares aside and just choose where you wanna ride. Down here on my face, you gon' get them bones anyway. Down there with no air. And I'll hold your hair for you, baby, while you're going off on me. When I hit it from the back, I'll stir up the water that's in you. Girl, that water got me stroking like a pool. Baby,
getting kind of dark already. Should I light up?
Diva, 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 this was a hell of a show tonight. Thank you for talking.
I agree.
Athletic. Man, these pieces were outstanding. They were just, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm good, y'all. I didn't think I was going to recover from this show, but I stopped shaking. I stopped trembling. So I'm good
there
now.
There you go.
Girl, my blood pressure was up for a second there, though. I was checking my own. But you got any closing words?
Oh, of course, of course. To everyone who participated tonight, thank you so much for riding along with us. And yes, thank you, Poetic. This may or may not happen again. Anyway, y'all stay safe. Wear your masks, please. Just be safe. Stay 6 feet away from people. And, you know, people think now that they're immunized, and even twice, they think they don't have to keep their distance. But they don't know, and neither do I. So that's why wear a mask. God bless you guys. Take care. Diva.
Thank you, Diva. Yeah, y'all continue to play it safe. But I also want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself. Because that's where spirit lies, within self, okay? Love yourself. Love one another. Continue to respect one another, all right? And with that, I'm going to say, peace. This is for you, Poetic.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized. And I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before. Oh, no, tonight I'm making up for it all. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept apologies, haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. 'Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. Forever. Please don't say no.
crown.